It is nice to have your company. Nice to have the company of Craig O'Shaughnessy, high-profile coach and founder of Brain Game Tennis, stats and data analyst in the world of tennis. He reckons he's got a way to beat Ash Barty. I'm not sure I want to speak to him, but he's on the line. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How
are
you doing?
We are well. Appreciate your time. It is a dangerous conversation, this, Craig. We've got one of our all-time favourites, the number one player in women's tennis, and we're getting you to tell our listeners how to beat her. What are you doing, man?
Yeah, good question. Ash Barty is a national treasure. She's a magnificent player, Wimbledon champion, number one player in the world. But, you know, she's got to play matches. And I worked for her opponent at Wimbledon a couple of years ago. And she got the win, and Ash was unfortunately out. So there's a right way to play her and a wrong way to play her. And we can chat about that if you want.
Yeah, well, I'm keen to find out more about it. Before we get to that point, just the data and the analysts or the analysis you do in the tennis and how you come up with the systems and the plans and what sort of detail goes into the homework. Can you just give us a bit of background on how it all works from your perspective?
Yeah, good question. So there's a lot of different ways you get data. You know, IBM does it at the Slams. Infosys also does it at the Slams and for the men's tour. SAP does it on the women's tour. I also have my own system where I have matches recorded and I produce a 10-page match intelligence report. And what I've done over the years from studying all the analytics in tennis is that things that happen in the first four shots are way more important than things that happen later in the point. And in the first four shots, it's essentially it's a maximum of two for me and two for you. And you know, the really important thing to understand is that the number one rally length in tennis that happens more than anything else is a rally length of one. It's about 30% of our sport. Most people think it's a rally length of four. You know, the ball goes back and forth a couple of times, but that's only about 7.5%. So our eyes can deceive us in what's happening out there, and the data really shows what's most important to winning matches. And, you know, the serve, the return, the serve plus one, and the return plus one, that's where winning happens in our sport.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Really, really interesting. So when we look at Ash Barty versus Madison Keys, we've got someone in Madison who hits the ball so hard and someone that's been a bit of a hype player for a long time. She seems to be hitting her straps so quite late in her career, if you like, because she's been a lot more consistent than what she's been in the past.
Yeah, a very good point. The middle of last year, I went to Florida to work with her. Her management called me up and said, listen, you know, we want to do an overview of Madison's game. We want to see what she's doing wrong, what she's doing right. You know, rightly so, they felt that she was underperforming. I did a 10-match analysis. I aggregated all that data into one data set. And, you know, there's certain things on the court that Madison does extremely well, serving out wide of the deuce court. She's amazing. But there's other areas where she doesn't do so well, and it's kind of like going for too much too soon.
Yep.
When we watch points in tennis, around 70% are errors and 30% are winners. So you don't really want to be, you know, the best player in the world at hitting winners because it's just the smaller data set, it's the smaller slice to buy. So one of the things we do with Madison is show her how to develop the point a little bit and how to use, like, the basketball equivalent of the assist. You know, you count the bucket, but you also count the assist. And Madison was probably going a little too big too early without that assist ball, which made her too erratic.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Craig, just visualising that. And I guess that is one of the great strengths with Ash. Probably her biggest strength is her ability to construct a point, understand what the tennis ball does and understand what her opponent does. And her thinking on the courts probably sets her apart from everybody else.
Yeah, completely agree. She's very mentally strong out there. Her body language is amazing. She's not giving anything to her opponents. You almost get the feel with Ash is that, you know, she's already two or three shots ahead of
yep.
you. You know, the slice is going here to bring the ball back to a certain part of the court to then have the next shot already in play. So, you know, she's a very, very deserving number one player in the world. And, you know, Australia would just absolutely love for Ash to win the Aussie Open. And Madison Keys stands in the way at the moment.
So if you're in the change room with Madison tonight, Craig, and you've got the whiteboard in front of you. What are you, what two things, three things, whatever it is, are you putting on the whiteboard for her to beat Ash tonight?
Don't hit it to Ash's backhand. It's really that simple. It was Alison Risk, who I helped their team at Wimbledon. Ash Barty's backhand slice, I think, is the best shot at women's tennis. When I coached Madison a few years ago in Miami, she had to play Roberta Vinci and is an Italian player with a really good slice. So I go and scout that match. And Roberta is basically, when she hits the backhand slice, she's never going to miss it. She's going to make it 99 times out of 100. So you get no benefit there. And then the second part of that is when it comes over to your side of the net, the ball is low, the ball is skidding. It's a very, very difficult ball to do anything offensively on. So by going to Ash's backhand, there's really no win in there for you. You know, she's not going to miss it, and you can't do anything with it. So most players will overplay to Ash's backhand. And then also in the ad court, sometimes she's hitting the slice backhand, but she's so good at hitting runaround forehands as well, which is turning backhands into forehands, and it's just a more lethal weapon. So if you're a right-handed player standing in the juice court, which is kind of on the right side, your forehand's good, but it's better over in the ad court as a runaround. So limiting Ash Barty's backhand is a big deal for Madison Keys tonight. If Madison can go one-on-one, forehand to forehand, Madison's a better player. She's got a bigger forehand, especially in this crucible of the Australian Open in 2022. And Madison's finding her game again. So if she can play a lot of juice court points, forehand to forehand, advantage Madison. If there's a lot of ad court points, Ash Barty has a much greater chance of winning those points.
So let's flip it a bit. If you're in the Barty change rooms, what are you saying on that putting on that whiteboard?
Oh, I like it. I like the switch. I'd love to be over in Ash's rooms this evening. You know, what you've got to do against Madison is make her uncomfortable. So she's a big hitter, and if she has time to get set up, you know, it's all about getting the hands and the feet organized, getting behind the ball, and not being off balance. So what you're constantly trying to do is hit the short slice to bring her in and get the ball down below her contact zone, and then roll some forehands up high to get it out of the zone. Slicing her wide with serves to pull her off the court to get Madison on the run is a really big thing. So you kind of imagine, you know, Madison's got this batter's box, you know, right off her hip where she wants to hit every ball. And she wants a good medium pace or a fast ball there. So you just don't give her that. You give her slower balls, you give her lower balls, higher balls, wider balls. And you just don't give her anything that she absolutely loves to hit. And that is a great strategy for Ash Barty today.
Keep it out of the swing play and early doors. This is great insight. Love chatting about this sort of stuff, Craig. And for people that want to find out more, you can go to the website braingametennis.com is the place to go to find out how Craig does this and what's upcoming in that world as well. I really appreciate your insight. Great analysis of the game tonight. Can't wait to watch it unfold. And hopefully, Ash wins 6-love, 6-love.
There we go. All right. Thanks for talking, you guys. Cheers.